this is a new structure that will enable former Anglicans to become Roman Catholics, but to retain elements of their own tradition. For Anglicans, their liturgy, their prayers, their spirituality are very important and very historical. Pope Paul VI himself recognized this and spoke of the Anglican patrimony and how important that is. And the Holy See has now provided a means for Anglicans who wish to leave the Church of England and have a communion with Rome, nevertheless to retain their own rights, their own traditions, their own patrimony. And they will do this under an ordinariate. It means that they will be under an ordinary, a bishop usually, in each nation, who will guide and look after that group of former Anglicans. The ordinary will be a member of the Roman Catholic Bishops' Conference, and so will ensure that there is a close relation with the Roman Catholic Church in each nation, but will also be closely in contact with the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, which is overseeing this whole movement.
They will be Catholic, 100% Catholic.
They will be 100% Catholic. They must make a profession of faith, and they must accept everything in the Catechism of the Catholic Church.
How was the reaction of the official Anglican Church, the Archbishop of Canterbury and so on? What have they say after this announcement of this apostolic constitution?
The Anglican Church has been very generous, and the archbishops and the statements of other bishops and organizations have been very generous, because obviously this is a sensitive occasion for them. There are groups within the Church of England who have issued statements welcoming the apostolic constitution, particularly groups on the Catholic wing of the Anglican Church. Others find it more difficult. Many see this is actually an opportunity for the Church of England to move forward, because the Catholic wing, those of more Catholic identity within the Anglican Church, who had been concerned about the ordination of women and other developments, if they become Catholics, it will then leave the Anglican Church more free to move in that direction and to proceed as it feels it ought to. It's been, therefore, a mixed reaction, but overall it's been a very generous reaction from members of the Anglican Communion.
And how do you think will be the dialogue, this ecumenical dialogue, between the Catholic Church and the Anglican Church for the future? Would it be easier or the same, or what do you think?
From our point of view, it will be the same. We consider that the work of ecumenical dialogue is a different strand, is a different thing from the request to become a Catholic and the work of conversion. And our task is ecumenical dialogue with the official Anglican Communion. And so we intend fully to continue that work. In fact, we continue our conversations with the Anglican Communion about Archic, about the official dialogue. And so we will continue with them, and we consider it is business as usual as far as ecumenism goes.
What are the difficulties right now in the dialogue?
Well, the difficulties are quite well known. They're very public. The ordination of women as priests and bishops, and the blessing of same-sex unions, and the ordination of practicing homosexuals, we consider are a break with the apostolic tradition. But they perhaps also are examples of something a little bit deeper, which is about the question of authority. And that's perhaps the most difficult thing for us, that if provinces in the Anglican Church can decide by themselves very essential matters of dogma and proceed on those, we need to explore with them where authority is. And what's difficult for us is that some members of the Anglican Communion do not approve of what other members are doing. And so there's a debate within the Anglican Communion, which we really have to wait and see how that is resolved. So it's difficult for us to speak to the Anglican Communion when it hasn't yet fully made up its mind on these important issues. So it's perhaps a question of authority which lies behind a lot of these well-known issues that are taking place. But the Catholic Church has always said that we have as our aim the full and visible unity of Christ's Church. And we must always remember that is our goal, and that never ceases to be our goal. It may be that there are difficulties and that the goal has moved a bit further away, but we are committed to dialogue in search of unity, and also we are committed to pray for and support the Anglican Communion, because a strong Anglican Communion is a vital witness to the gospel in the world, and that's what we want to see alongside the Roman Catholic Church.